Over here. Yes, you. Come over here. You'll be safe. They'll never stop chasing you. They aren't able to enter this grove, and I'm offering you my protection, but you have to come here right now. Come on, quick. Hurry. I have never seen a human in this part of the grove before. What do you mean? You really don't know why they were after you? Well, let me ask you something. Did you recently make a deal with a sorceress who lives in the red cottage at the edge of the western forest? Well, that wasn't a real immortality spell, dear. She does this to mortals all the time. I've only met her once, but creatures talk. She's always making these fake promises to humans in order to lure them in. Well, because those things that were chasing you, they're her minions, and they live off of humans. That potion that she fed you, it has nothing to do with eternal life. It's actually a special elixir that she feeds her minions that continue to make them enslaved to her. But their grisly bodies, they can only digest it if they feast on a human who's already drunk it. Which in that case would be you. I assume you don't remember a lot of this, do you? Particularly after ingesting it. Well, it's meant to drug you and make you pass out long enough for her to dump you in the middle of the western forest as prey for her monsters. They wait until you wake up before they attack, and they enjoy the thrill of it. Sometimes they'll give you their meal a minute or two to get a head start when they're up for a challenge, but they usually don't let the victims get too far. Except for today, you're quite a fast runner. I've never even seen a human get that far away from them. Yes, she has spies all over there. Even here in the grove. I can hear them now. She'll be furious when she finds out that you got away. Now she might have to find another human for her minions to feast on, or they'll eventually cease to do as she says. Yes, they would have torn you to shreds. If you don't mind my saying, you're very handsome, and I would have hated to see that. You're welcome. I don't usually meet or talk to humans, especially not men. You're even larger than I imagined. Well, I suppose all humans are, when compared to beings of my size. That's correct. I mainly interact with the other fairies who live in the Nightshade Grove. That's where you are right now, by the way. Perhaps a few fungi here and there. Sometimes the elders, they allow me to take care of injured butterflies and birds. Lately I've been learning how to mend broken wings. That's right. The Grove, it's been my home forever. It's known as a sanctuary for many of the woodland creatures, a safe haven for those seeking help and care. Yes, that's when I spotted you. Indeed, they would have torn you to shreds. If you don't mind my saying, you're very handsome, and I would have hated to see that happen to you. Well, Oh, you're welcome. I don't usually meet or talk to humans, especially not men. You're even larger than I imagined. Well, I suppose all humans are, compared to beings of my size. That's correct. I mainly only interact with the other fairies of the forest. This grove, it's been my home forever. I've never left it. And there's many ancient trees here specifically the white oaks that are sacred, and they protect us from a lot of the dark magic that exists in the other parts of the land. Along with the sorceress and the ill intentions of her loyal followers. Oh no, you've been wounded. Right there. Your leg, it's bleeding. Could you please remove your trousers so that I could take a closer look at it? My little hands will know exactly what to do. Oh my, you must have tripped on something while you were running away. That's all right. I'll stitch it up for you in no time. You can stay here until sunset. I have a healing ointment made from the calendulas that grow around the wood. That should help too. I know it stings. I'm sorry. But you were a long way from home, and I trust you'd like to make it back to the kingdom safely. That is where you live, isn't it? Somewhere in the kingdom? That's where they all come from, the ones I've seen at least. What do you do there? You're not part of the royal family, are you? Oh, you're the baker. What a coincidence. I'm somewhat of a baker myself. Which reminds me, you must be starving. You know, earlier today I made some honey cakes with raspberry cream, sprinkled with a pinch of pixie dust. And I also have hibiscus tea. I bet you're thirsty as well. Why don't you have a bite while I tend to your wound? I do mainly eat and cook whatever I can forage. Here you go. You really think it's delicious? Well, thank you. I never thought I'd have a human tasting my food before. Oh no. It looks like one of them came back. Just be quiet for now, okay? Shh. Just be quiet. It'll go away, I promise. They can't come here. Fairies are typically prohibited from revealing themselves to humans, let alone helping them. That's why you only see us when we want you to see us. It's this rule that the elders created a long time ago, and I've been very good at following it my whole life until today, when I saw you running for your life. Something just told me that I needed to save you from being mauled by those beasts. Promise me that you'll never visit that old witch again. I sincerely don't want to worry you, but I've heard from the other fairies that when one of her victims does happen to escape, I've heard that she sometimes forms a massive search party, and she even personally joins her minions in hunting the runaway down. Like I said, you can take shelter here for the time being. I would allow you to stay longer if it was up to me, but I can't have any of my kind finding out that I helped you. It's strictly forbidden. Not only do the elders forbid us from conversing with humans, well, it's for our own safety. I mean, look how much bigger you are than us. They certainly don't want anything to do with the sorceress. At nightfall, we all gather together around the grove, so unfortunately you must leave here by then. I'd be happy to give you directions and suggestions of places to hide throughout your journey back home so you won't be seen. In case you are indeed going to be hunted down. It's kind of ironic, isn't it? You leave the kingdom and travel to these mystical lands with the intent of seeking out a witch that promises you immortality, only to find out that she planned on ending your life and feeding you to her monsters the very next day. I know you didn't mean for any of this to happen. It's all right. Everything will be okay. But you will see your home again, and your bakery. Please don't give up just yet. You know, I told myself from the moment I saw you that I wasn't going to do this, but I've changed my mind. I think there may be a way I could be of some more assistance. It goes against everything I've been taught. However, there's something very special about you. I can sense it. Pure, even. And I want to help you get home in one piece. By the way, I'm all done stitching your wound up. It should heal completely in about a week or so. My pleasure. That's nice to know, but sadly, many humans don't show us the same respect. My kind, we've been taken advantage of too often by your kind in the past. That's why we rarely show ourselves nowadays. Nevertheless, I have a few abilities of my own. In other words, I can make you invisible for an entire day, a full 24 hours, so you'll have a better chance of making it back home if you won't be seen. That's true. The sorceress has spies working for her. They're scattered all throughout the lands, but you might be able to get past them. They will. They'll inform her of a sighting immediately, as soon as they recognize you. Henceforth, being invisible could really help you out to make great strides when it comes to your survival. Yes, I'm certain. For you may not have another chance if I choose otherwise. Let me just take one more look at your gorgeous face. No, I don't think we ever will see each other again. But let me tell you something. Every time you bake a honey cake, do me a favor and think of me, all right? Well, I think it's best if you don't return here. It's for your own good. She'll always be looking for you. Oh, and I almost forgot. Take this enchanted compass. It will lead you back to town. I can't believe it worked! I swear, I can't see you anymore. I'm more powerful than I thought I was. And I suppose I'll hold on to your clothes for you. Sadly, you can't take them with you. Something to remember you by. Now go on, get yourself home. Run fast, but conserve your energy, and keep track of every hour. Yes, not to worry, I've made the compass invisible as well. Go on. Believe it or not, I almost wish we could have had more time together. Perhaps in another life, and maybe we'll be the same size. So long, you mesmerizing mortal.